Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 75. We are back from a three-week-long break, and we're energetic, excited, and ready to go. And so let's get started. I am, of course, your co-host, Douglas Bell, and joining me, as always,
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Mm-hmm. And PHPBB Weekly is the weekly live podcast. We talk all about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And we've had some interesting weeks off, which is good because, you know, I wrote a post on our site about, you know, our last episode, you know, we had very few people in the chat room. It was the middle of summer. Blood invasion was over. We were like, okay, what do we do now? So
Douglas is always worried we're going to have a lack of content for the next episode. I'm like, whoa, that would be good, because then we might be able to get it within an hour. Lack of content, yes.
No, well, the interesting thing about our show is we can have a lack of content, but still talk for an hour. We've done that.
Yes, we have.
In case where we waited a few times, we had to wait for a guest who never showed up. And so we pretty much have nothing to talk about, but we talk about nothing for a long time. But yeah, we've got some plans for some good stuff this year. I've got a couple of leads on some possible guests I'm sort of awaiting responses from. So it should be quite exciting as we go into fall. And so I'm looking forward to it. But we're going to get started today. We have a lot of news to cover.
Especially since being out for two of the last Saturdays, we weren't here, so,
so we have a number of things to catch up on. Yeah. We were hoping to do some kind of thing with to make fun of the Olympics. I don't think it's going to work out. The Olympics end tomorrow.
I can't believe it's already. I mean, we've been watching it every day and night. But yeah,
we have.
Yeah.
Me, not quite, because I've kind of had school, so I'm starting to go to sleep early again.
Yeah, we were things like Phelps fans and stuff like that, so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the main reason I don't watch it, I really am not a big fan of NBC and the way they cover it.
I like Bob Costas, to be honest. I really like...
maybe. I don't know. The way they just jump back and forth between them, and oh, boy. Can't they figure out that there are things in life more other than beach volleyball? I mean, no offense, but what's the deal with beach volleyball that they have to go every single bit of it?
That wasn't the only sport they covered.
It wasn't the only one, but boy, I mean, there are other sports. Did you know that fencing is an Olympic sport?
Yeah, we saw some.
You did?
Yeah.
I sure didn't show as much fencing as they did beach volleyball.
I think they showed more swimming than anything else. Now, remember, we watched it in the mornings, and then we would watch at the night also. So,
well, that's the 15-hour time difference for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All I know is I kind of like seeing some of the places I was able to see over there when I was there, you know.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Anyway, let's actually get into the show, because this is not the Beijing Olympics weekly episode show, so... If you would like to be a part of the show, we'd love to have you join us. And if you're listening live, you can call in on the show and ask us questions, things like that. 724-444-7444 is the call ID number, is the phone number to call. Have you tell us it's been 3 weeks since I've done this? I'm so behind right now. I'm so messed up right now. And the call ID number is 124-18. And, of course, there's also our chat room at talkshoe.com. There is my brother is sneezing. There is, of course, our unofficial IRC channel and our website, phpbbweekly.net. So, let me guess. Oh, and I almost forgot. We have our sponsor to go through. I'm still waking up here. Sponsor has been GoToMeeting, and with GoToMeeting, you can hold an online meeting from your computer so that everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com during your conference call. They can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, along with a fully integrated voice over IP, so you can talk to each other over the web as well. It's just so you don't have to worry about flying or driving to make a presentation. You can make a presentation from your couch or your chair or your bed with your pajamas on, which I, believe it or not, do a couple of times during this show. So if you want to give that a try, try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. The website is gotomeeting.com/techpodcast, so you can get a free 30-day trial. Thank GoToMeeting for their support of PHP BB Weekly. Okay. So,
all right.
David, since I'm apparently losing the control of my voice and my sanity, how about I'm going to let you start the show. We have to talk about it, please.
All right. Well, let's see. We've got several announcements to go through, first of all. The London Vision media page is online, which you can go to either londonvision.com or phpbb.com/londonvision, and you can see the various videos and photos.
What was the first
photos.
URL you said?
londonvision.com.
Oh, so you guys actually registered that.
Yeah, I think they did.
Hmm. I remember because when I registered londonvision.info, the .com was available. I could have snatched it if I wanted to, but...
Yeah,
I didn't feel like, so I didn't that, feel like more, just, pay more than a dollar for my
It just redirects to the London Vision page on phpbb.com.
Mm-hmm.
So they have 14 videos up online.
Yes. I have to admit, I have not watched any of them yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I haven't. I had to have seen mine because he ran out of tape during my talk. So. That's okay.
Which one of them was yours again?
Mine was the talk about integrating your site with – or using the PHP 3 as a framework to integrate your site with.
I don't see that on here.
Yeah, well, it's on the schedule list, but it's not in the videos list.
Ah, shucks.
Yeah. Like so, I said, they ran out of tape for the video. So
in that case, I guess we'll just have to have you redo it on a future episode.
I just – do a better presentation of the next invasion. That's what it comes down to, pretty much.
Watch them because I'm sure there's some good things we can talk about, particularly those videos, the five videos on 3.2. Although I heard some rumors or something on the discussion topic that some secrets were cut out of the videos. Is that true?
Yes and no. But, yes and no. Not like major secrets. I mean, really, there's more secrets to release than was cut out. And you're talking about pretty much Mike's talk.
Okay. I will get a chance to watch the videos, and if there's anything juicy in there, we'll cover it. But
yeah, mainly in the videos, it was kind of there was stuff that was cut out that wouldn't have made any sense to people. That was what was really cut out. So, but there's some excellent talks in there. Of course, the development team was there. Mike, of course, giving his talks, and those are a blast to watch, especially since you get to see all of the 3.2 features that are upcoming, because he went through the milestones and whatnot for 3.2 and some of the new things that are coming. So now those are going to be a great fun for people who are interested in the future of PHPBB.
The stuff that he showed, I assume that a lot of these are things that are not even in the subversion yet?
Yes, that's correct, because it's future features.
Oh, so it wasn't like he gave a demo?
Well, no, it wasn't like he gave a demo.
Okay.
Because 3.2, you know, it's still in its early stages of development. Right now in 3.2, you can't see anything particularly new, you know, visually as far as from a user's perspective, so it wouldn't have really done any good. However, that said, I think Nils gave a presentation on the event system, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, which he did demo. But I'm seeing on here, so I don't know.
Five, yeah.
He may not have. I'm not sure. Yes, he did. Okay.
Yeah, he probably had some code sitting around from before he would join the dev team.
Yeah, so, but all the rest of it was just, you know, going through the features and some of the concepts for 3.2 and stuff like that. So, very interesting watch. 14 videos is a lot of really good ones. I think probably number 8, PHPBB Spam, has probably had some of the best ratings. That was Dave Rathbun's talk. He did a fantastic job giving a talk on spam.
The PHPBB doctor got good reviews.
Yeah. If you only watch one video, I would say watch that one because that one's a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to also watch the discussion panel one because I want to see just how much we messed up the presentation with our PHPBB attempt at covering.
Actually, that worked out really well. Okay. So it was a fun touch. The discussion panel will be pretty interesting, and especially because we passed around the mic for all the audience questions, mm-hmm. whereas previously during London Invasion we didn't pass around the mic for various questions. So a lot of that was cut out of the presentations where you know you couldn't hear anything, you couldn't hear audience questions. So all you heard was basic answers from the presenter. So that was cut out because it didn't make much sense, which is kind of a bummer because there were some excellent questions that were asked, but, you know, couldn't do anything about that. I think definitely the next invasion we'll make sure we get more mics and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the London Invasion videos. It's at phpbb.com/London Invasion, and I promise I'll watch them very soon.
Yeah, also the photos that everybody took are online. You have the discussion topic. They posted a link to where the discussion topic started posting photos from the people who were there. Mm-hmm. Cherokee Red's photos, my photos, Barry Carlian's photos, and Zaphos from the PHPBB French team. So you can see a whole bunch of different photos there from the London Invasion, so that's pretty good too.
All right. So next thing, there's not been like the 3 days before this show, they had like boomity boomity boom different announcements. So we'll back up to Wednesday when Paul announced that the mod and style databases have been updated so that you can now sign up for email subscriptions for each mod or style. Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah, so this was he got this in here pretty quick. I was surprised and pleased at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you can now subscribe to a mod or a style, mm-hmm. and when that mod or style is updated, you would get a notification from phpbb.com that the mod or style is updated. So it's a good way to stay informed of, you know, when mods are updated, because that's always kind of been one thing that we've lacked for a long time, is some way, you know, some sort of updater or tracking system to be able to keep people updated.
So there's been like version checking mods that have sort of sprouted out around that, mine included. I'm surprised to see that they have email notifications, but they don't offer perhaps like an RSS feed.
There is an RSS feed
for
the mod database, and in fact, I think we covered this one day. But it's let me go
but
to his
for an individual mod, for example.
Well, not for individual mods.
Okay.
It's for the entire database. It's down at the very bottom. You click on in the mod database, and you click on RSS, and you pull it up, and it shows newest modifications on that list. The RSS feed is there, but they're not on the individual mods.
Kind of what I'm thinking is like, you know.
Paul is correcting me. He says there is one for individual mods.
Oh, okay. He said you were lying. Well, then how come you didn't mention that in the announcement, Paul? Oh, it's not working yet. Okay.
Okay. So there is not. Yeah, not working is the same as it's not existing, so.
That's Paul's classic doublespeak.
yes. It wasn't lies after all.
I would hope there would be, because you guys are obviously working on the Packers Manager and Blinky, and I don't know if you guys are already planning to do this, but it probably would be cool, you know, Blinky's supposed to be like an easy mod for PHPBB 3, but if you could have a way for it to, you know, sort of phone home to the mod database and find out if certain mods have new updates available, and, you know, notify the administrators when there's new ones available. And certainly via the mod database makes it a lot easier than having to do other workaround things like I did back when I was doing advanced version check for PHP VB2.
We're moving in that direction. That will be something that we will do. Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple of things that will be able to do that. But right now, we don't have anything publicly released that will. As far as Blinky goes, Francis has been using it a lot to test mods, and he says it's great, you know, because it does pretty much what it says it does. It installs mods. So, you know, it's pretty rudimentary, but it's easy to use, he said, and it installs mods, does what it says it does. So,
mm-hmm. But anyway, if you care enough about certain mods, you can, and you don't mind getting a lot of emails, there's now a subscribe link in the page over there which you can use. So keep an eye on that. And speaking of databases, I was just T50 sent me like a notification on the PHP BB Weekly forum like 10 minutes before the show started. But apparently there are now PHP BB3 styles in the styles database. Amazingly enough.
Yeah, the styles team has been working on approving styles. So
there's now 13
or validating styles
in there for PHP BB3. And it was also great is that the styles demo actually works too. So
yes, it does. Thank Paul for that one.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. But, you know, that means I've actually, you know, for once, it's not only are there new styles there, but I was able to pull up the styles demo and sort of quickly, you know, breeze through some of the different styles in there. And, man, there's actually quite a bit of creativity in these initial 13 styles up there.
Yeah. So let's talk about the styles demo a little bit because Paul just said not to.
Okay, all right. You're up, David.
Okay, of course. But yeah, the styles demo does work. And of course, you can see the different styles that are there. I think there are 13?
Yeah, because I counted, yeah.
Yeah, 13 styles for PHP 3 release. And so big applause to the styles team for getting some styles validated and released.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
It's good to know. And the other thing was they also, about a week ago, posted a new policy, which I think is really good, because one of the reasons that it's taken, I don't know, 8 months since the release of PHP BB3.0 and like a year and a half since the new website came out for them to get PHP BB3 styles up, is because whenever they've had a new release of PHP BB that affects the styles in any kind of urgent way, then the styles team has always been forced to go ahead, go through all the styles on there and deny every single one of them. Now they have a new policy which regarding this, which still doesn't say that when a new release they're going to keep validating older ones, but they have a nice system here. According to Arasar, who's the styles team leader, says they will send a notice to the author that their style and they need to submit an update to their style, and the author will have 10 days to submit an update of the style to them, but the style will still retain its spot in the styles queue, so it won't be reset to the very end of the queue, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It still means that that new releases mean style authors need to catch up, but
right. Well, I think definitely giving authors a buffer time because it's, you know, it's like, you know, 3.0.3 might be released and then all the 3.0.2 styles, they're gone. Well, that doesn't really make sense. You know, you want to give authors some time because you can't just fix a style overnight.
I always felt it was kind of strange why it would be that styles that had not gotten through, that were still sitting in the styles queue, even if they'd been in the styles queue for like 3 weeks, would have to get denied. But suppose that a style that was approved the day before a new PHP BB release, that stays in the styles database. You know?
Yeah.
Like suppose PHP BB 3.0.3 was released tomorrow. Then the styles that were just approved in the database are still going to be staying in the database, even though they aren't for the latest version. But styles still in the queue, the styles team is going to force the authors to submit an update.
Yes.
So I've always found a little bit of a disconnect there. What do you think?
Yeah, and again, that's why Arasar released a new policy for that, which I think is a very good thing. And I was trying to convince him to put it in the announcement forms, but he goes, no, it only affects a small number of people. Yeah, good to see that policy change.
Yeah. So I'm certainly looking forward to being able to actually pick some styles from the phpbb.com styles database. I already picked the style of the week for this week before I saw this, so it won't be this week. But if you've got styles for phpbb3, go submit them because they're actually starting to show up now. So that's now a very nice resource.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, again, the teams are definitely doing now, mm-hmm. and I know that the mod team has been very proactive in this recently, is trying to get feedback from mod authors in the community and trying to make the process overall a whole lot better so that we decrease the amount of frustration with...
We talked about for a half an hour on our last episode, yeah.
Right, mod authors and users, and so evidently the same thing is going on with the styles team too. They're going, okay, we want to make sure we do things to decrease the frustration with style authors as well, and that was one of the reasons for that particular policy change.
Paul is saying in the chat room something about there's going to be another announcement on phpbb.com after this episode is finished, which is typical, about single RSS feeds, I guess, for the database, I presume, what we were talking about.
Okay. So, yes, single RSS.
Saying, I don't know.
Okay, so see the link that he posted in there? phpbb.com/mod/db/feed/rss/contrib/1. All right, so that's... So there's the single mod RSS feed.
Okay,
So those do exist.
So when he said it wasn't working, he was actually lying there. It is working.
It is working, evidently.
Okay. So, and they couldn't release it at the same time as the emails.
Yeah.
Don't know. But.
So now you won't feel out of place with the announcement announcing that it works.
Because after watching Paul in the chat room for all the episodes we've had, it's always kind of hard for me to know if what he's saying is true. Every time he says something, I kind of have to take it with a grain of salt. But if it really is an announcement after this episode is over, I'll link to it in the show notes. So
yeah, you can't believe everything he says.
I really cannot believe anything he says. Unless maybe I can get it verified by like one or two other people.
Which is ironic since he just told me privately that... you believe everything he says.
No, I don't believe everything he says. I report everything he says. I don't believe everything he says, necessarily. Moving right along, we're trying to get through the news today so we can get to our main topic. However, this next thing is something that we'll be talking a lot more about next week. It is the third annual Mod Authors Convention happening next Saturday, August 30th. And it was just announced 2 days ago. And so now that David is actually on the mod team for this convention, interestingly enough, it was my PHPBB covered the last Mod Authors Convention live. It was the episode before I asked you to join me as co-host. And you were not yet on the mod team, so... Things kind of picked up pace from there, so it's interesting to realize how long it's been. How much has
gone? Because I think I was invited to the mod team shortly after the mod convention happened.
And I think I actually asked you to join PHPBB Weekly at the very end of the mod convention because you actually came on the show and helped save my coverage of the mod convention last year. The quality of our episode has really improved since then.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. It would be interesting to go listen to that episode again, though. But yes,
I prefer to listen to the episode before where I interviewed you because that was a good episode. But we digress. Let's tell us about next week's Mod Authors Convention.
Okay, so the Mod Authors Convention. August 30th, it starts at 0100 hours UTC and ends at 0100 hours UTC on the next day. So it's 24 hours. And what we did, as opposed to last time, what we did is split all the topics into two-hour sections twice per day. So now it's like the first topic is 0100 hours to 0200 UTC, and then again at 1200 to 1400, and that's intro feedback suggestions in the future of modding. And then, you know, that goes through. So this time also, you know, open modding discussion last year was a 4-hour time slot, and it was just one part of the day. I think it was 2,000 hours to 2,400 hours. Yeah. Well, this time it's split up. There's open modding discussion at both 1,000 to 1,200 UTC and 2,200 to 2,400 UTC.
Why don't you say 10 a.m. to noon and 10, like 10 p.m. to midnight?
Well, it's UTC time, so, and, yeah. So if you're wondering what time that is for your time, I actually linked those individual time slots to the date and time, the world time. So you can click on it and see when that particular time starts for your time zone.
Why do you say you did? I mean, Evil Heart posted the post.
Okay. So you have to understand that announcements are, you know, they're, somebody comes up with the draft and then everybody modifies that draft.
So it's kind of like a, kind of like an internal wiki in a way.
Well, yeah, except, yeah, well,
it's like a wiki without the wiki.
Yeah, because everybody edits it, and so, you know, somebody may come up with something, and somebody adjusted grammar, and somebody adds something else.
Understandable terms, of course, London is an hour ahead of UTC, so this, so for them it kind of goes 1 a.m. on August 30th through 1 a.m. on August 31st. You and I are both in the West Coast United States, which will be 5 p.m. August 29th to 5 p.m. August 30th. East Coast would be 8 p.m. to 8 p.m. But the point, I think the idea is, and they sort of explained this more last year, is that they sort of split it up. The way they have it sort of in twice, 12 hours apart, is so that hopefully everybody will have an opportunity to be there for every session, one way or another.
Yeah, that's really the idea. That's why everything goes on twice per twice during the 24-hour period, so that, you know, if you miss one, you can always get another one. So it hopefully makes it easier, especially since, you know, it's like I'm not going to be able to stay up 24 hours solid. I'm not going to. So
I thought about doing that. Well, I didn't, but I remember one time. It was around last December, where the guy who's in charge of the Tech Podcast Network did a 24-hour podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he got guests on to talk with him through the time, and he sort of did it as like a fundraiser to raise money for one laptop per child.
Right.
So someone could try to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. You know, we'll do things like leave our IRC clients open to make sure that we log all of the discussions that go on.
There's a lot of redundancy logging happening.
Yeah. They said last year wasn't logged well, or wasn't logged at all. And although I'm not sure if I believe that completely, this year will definitely be logged.
It looks logged well to me. So I'm looking at the 2007 and 2008 topics, sort of comparing them, seeing what's changed. Last year, you guys still have a session on ModX, and you're adding, I guess, a bit on packaging mods.
All right, because, you know, ModX and packaging is pretty much, it's one and the same. It's when you package up your mod and create the ModX for it to submit it to the mod database.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ModX and packaging could almost fit in with the ModDB because it's, you know, it's all about, well, actually, you know what it would be is more like a validation, ModX, and packaging, but we actually separated the validation process into submitting and the ModDB because the ModDB and the validation process are kind of one and the same, and that's where Paul is going to really take over there.
You have one. I skipped the opening session, which is actually something you did not quite have last year. It's described as intro feedback suggestions and the future of modding.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of like a feedback area, although I would almost think that the open modding discussion would be similar.
Well, not exactly. I mean, open modding discussion will basically talk about any topic. The other ones we want to try and pretty much stick to those topics, although, you know, it's not like we're going to be like topic Nazis or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to try and stick to those topics as much as possible, you know, get intro and talk about the feedback and how that affects the, you know, the the mod team and what we do with that feedback, suggestions, taking suggestions or something. You know, it's, whereas modding might be, you know, how do you do this or how do you do that within PHP 3 or, you know, what, you know, what's your policy on this or, you know, what do you guys want to do about that? You know, it's, it could be anything related to modding. Whereas, you know, with the intro section, there's specific topics that we would be discussing. In the future of modding for PHP 3, we'll probably discuss some 3.2 stuff in there, you know, things like that. And I also wanted to do the – okay, so there's intro feedback suggestions of the future of modding. Okay, go ahead. And
yeah. There's – you guys are doing another session again like last year, modding for PHP BB3. You've mentioned best practices for modding.
Yeah, because we want to highlight some of the things, again, that PHP BB3 has a little higher bar, mm-hmm. so to speak. You know, there's a higher quality level that we're expecting or we're trying to achieve with mods. Mm-hmm. And so one of those is going to be security. Definitely we'll touch on security in that particular – those topic slots. We want to address some, you know, best practices for modding, you know, how you should be doing something and, you know, what's best for this particular situation and that sort of thing. So we want to address a lot of best practices, which includes a lot of security and coding itself. Mm. So for scalability, compatibility, security, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. You have another session like last year on mod documentation, but this time you mentioned something about a wiki.
Yes, we actually have a wiki at wiki.phpbb.com. Really? I'm sure there will be an actual official announcement for that once we start getting some good amount of documentation in there. But
is the fact that you just mentioned that a bad thing?
No, it's not. It's actually live. So, okay.
In that case, it's going in the show notes.
Yeah. So the wiki.phpbb.com, there is documentation there that you can now go to and view. And we'll start adding a lot of stuff to that documentation, and we'll talk about how that affects the mod community, because that will have a very, very big impact on the entire mod community.
Mm, similar to WordPress, they also have a wiki. They call it the Codex, but that's mm-hmm. pretty much where that comes from. And a lot of it is, again, user-submitted documentation.
Yes, it is.
And it's kind of like open-source documentation.
And it's not. This is not going to be like... You know, how to do some. This is not going to be like how to ban users or how to, you know, that sort of thing. It's not going to be like user guidelines or, you know, those sort of things. This is code and mod documentation, pretty much. So, you know, it has Olympics concepts, tutorials, database styles, API, coding guidelines, and things like that in there. The wiki is going to be user contributed. So it will have contributions from all types of users contributing, because it's like, for example, let's say something within the code changes, and this is a primary reason which this type of stuff cannot go into the knowledge base. The knowledge base, only team members, as far as I know, can edit it. So it's like if something changes, and you know how code changes all the time, it's like you have to remember to go into the knowledge base and change that. Well, now if a mod author is going through and he's seeing something and the code has changed for that part of the code, he's like, oh, this has changed. Well, now he can just go in and edit that and change mm-hmm. it to reflect the actual changes. Or, you know, add to it. And he's like, he's done a lot of research in a specific area and he can contribute some documentation to the wiki there. So it'll be a very, very good thing for the mod community as a whole. And I'm sure we'll have a whole episode on the wiki itself once that becomes announced. And I'm sure after the mod convention itself. But it'll be a great thing, really good thing.
So you get to find out some more about – so I guess it's going to focus on how users can contribute to the mod documentation, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've certainly talked a lot about that on the show.
Yes.
Next, you have a session on the mod database and submitting and the validation. And what I remember about – this from the last Mod Authors Convention was that it was actually at last year's Mod Author Convention, during this session on the mod database, that the opening of the mod database on the new website was actually announced at the convention last year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, and going in and trying to submit a mod, and then it wasn't working, so we kind of turned into, okay, well, here's some bugs. But now we have a stable working mod database. Now, what's the session going to be more on?
Yeah, this is going to be a lot on, you know, well, whatever Paul wants to discuss about it, really.
Okay, Paul, he's gonna speak up.
Yeah, Paul is going to be available for both sessions, but of course everybody will be there, so we'll be taking questions on the mod database, taking suggestions for it and feedback, and we'll also be talking about the validation process, because of course we've been talking about that a lot recently at the blog discussion topic, but not every mod author has gone through and read that topic, because it's so long.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So a summary of it, or please?
Well, I'm not sure if it would necessarily be a summary of it, but we'll be discussing certain parts of that.
Go back and listen to episode 74. That's pretty much the best summary you can find.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, certainly we'll be discussing the validation process with mod authors to hopefully get them to better understand the entire validation process so they can... You know, we want to basically open up communication. That's one big reason for the Mod Authors Convention is we really want to open up the communication between the mod team and the mod authors and the mod community as a whole. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just one way to do it, submitting your mods, and we want to go through some of the things and of, you know, how you should be submitting your mods, how to update your mods, you know, what you should do when you receive the validation PM, whether it's a denier or an acceptance or if it's been repacked and that sort of thing. So all that sort of... All those are going to be discussed, and we'll take questions on all that stuff.
Okay. Is the format going to be like a teaching type of format where during a particular session someone's going to be there teaching, or is it going to be like we'll take feedback or questions or things like that on a particular topic, things like that? Like, what's the format going to be?
It'll really depend on the mod team members who are there during that particular time slot, because we may, you know, at first... The first part of a session, we may just go off on some things, you know, here's how to do this and that and the other thing. It might be a lot like Lund Invasion, where we gave a presentation and then the other half of the time was taken up by questions and feedback from people.
Okay. And only other thing I'll ask is, have you considered perhaps having a overflow channel? Because inevitably, when you have a convention, when you have a thing like this, there'll be people that want to talk about random things, you know.
We don't want to have any mindless banter going on, because I think that
That's why I was asking about having an overflow channel.
I don't know. That's hard to say. We haven't actually This is the first suggestion I heard on that, and it's kind of an interesting suggestion, so I don't want to just outright say no, but we weren't planning on it.
Okay, so there's my suggestion. You know, IRC, you can set up a new channel, just like slash join, and you're in.
Right, I
never ever bothered to register a PHP BB Weekly channel, just people happen to join it, so...
Yeah, so, but, I think, I'll mention it, but I'm not sure if it's going to happen, so I can't say one way or the other.
All I can say is I really like your timing. I love how you guys scheduled the Mod Authors Convention right in the middle of the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention.
Hmm. Ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, I did it perfectly.
I didn't realize that, actually, but that's the Labor Day weekend, so we hope for... We realized that, of course, after scheduling it, and we were hoping that it wasn't going to conflict with people's Labor Day plans. But what can you do?
So
it was the best time we could think of doing it, because there was some conflicts in September.
It works for me because it means I have an extra holiday. I can figure out – I don't know how much I'll be able to be there, but I can figure out how to make that work.
So. Yeah, I think it works. I think the person that it works best for is Paul, because he's going to school or something. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, he wasn't going to be available much in September, and we definitely wanted Paul there because he's married to the mod database, basically.
Do you take this lovely piece of software to be your lawful wedded?
Okay.
All right, let's move on. We're gonna have an entire episode dedicated next week to the Mod Authors Convention. Of course, our episode is usually at the 1600 hour UTC hour, which means we'll be live during the second session of modding for PHP BB3 and best practices.
So, yeah, great. Which is my session, so I'll be like, oh no.
Oh, but, you're going to be multitasking, huh?
Oh, Yeah, I guess.
Well, I told you, I warned you that that's when we're live. So maybe what you can do is I'm leaving the whole episode next week up to you, David. But we can just like talk modding and convention and stuff like that. Maybe you can see if you can get some other mod team members on the show or something like that. But I'm going to leave that completely up to you. So, the only topic of conversation is the Mod Authors Convention, but how we're going to do it, we don't know yet. So join us next week for that surprise. Do you still want to talk about this last piece of news, David, or do you want to go into SEO?
Let me see, Mod Authors Convention. Yeah, because I think it'll be pretty quick.
Okay, so we're going to talk about... we've been talking for over a year now about the PHP folks, not PHP BB, but PHP folks. They had scheduled the end of life of PHP 4, and that day was the ever so magical, super lucky, supposedly, August 8th, 2008. So, and the day before, they released PHP 4.4.9, which is to be the last release of PHP 4, and so... Presumably now, they are no longer supporting PHP 4. They're telling everybody to go with PHP 5. At the same time, however, like a week before that, they announced the first release candidate alpha of PHP 5.3. And the only reason I'm mentioning this is I was noticing that in the Subversion repository for PHPBB, they've been making a lot of changes to the upcoming 3.2 branch. To prepare for PHP 5.3. And so I was wondering, what's so big with PHP 5.3 that they're making so many changes to in the Subversion development for it?
Well, first of all, the changes aren't really that massive. I think they're being applied to both the branch and the trunk.
There's a lot of files, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a lot of minor changes, really, because you have some things in there. I think like magic quotes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that it would show errors on, and so there was a lot of adding to error suppression and stuff like that. And then also reference by class, I think. That was one of the other things that was removed, as it's not PHP 5.3 compatible. Again, just a whole bunch of little minor changes to ensure that it has complete 5.3 compatibility. 5.3 has some cool features and stuff in it, new things in 5.3 that aren't in 5.2, but for the most part, it's not a whole lot different. Mm. Just different enough that we had to make a little some changes here and there. Mm-hmm. And to make 3.0.x and 3.1 compatible.
But I presume that the changes are the type where it's not like it changes the requirements for running PHPBB.
No, it's not going to change the requirements for running it. You can still run PHPBB on 5.3. I think there was some errors. Of course, those are if you have debug extra turned off, you probably aren't going to see them anyways. But you still want to address them, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. What's the minimum requirement of PHP for the upcoming 3.2 as Grace?
5.2.
Okay, so it'll still be 5.2.
Yes. That'll be the minimum requirement. I don't see that changing, but you never know. The only reason that it would change is if they thought something in 5.3 was such an awesome feature that they just had to use it.
Yes.
Which there are some pretty cool things in 5.3, but I don't think it's worth going through all that change. Especially since a lot of hosts are going, okay, we've upgraded from PHP 4, we're going to be at PHP 5.2. A lot of hosts don't upgrade every single new version that comes out.
Yeah.
So if we go all the way...
My host is still on 4.4.7.
That's bad. Slap him.
Well, maybe it was 4.4.8. I don't remember. I think I don't...
But...
Yeah. They had the latest PHP 5. My host actually gives me the choice, apparently. It's kind of hidden, but... I actually can choose whether I want to run under PHP 4 or PHP 5. The only reason I can do... Sorry.
I noticed a lot of cPanel or hosts are doing that, where that, you know, their hosts can switch from PHP 4 to PHP 5.
Yeah. The reason I'm still staying under PHP 4 is because is a certain plugin that I use on one of my WordPress blogs that is does not seem to work right under PHP 5.
Mm-hmm. There's some compatibility issues, and I think that's why they give people the option like that. And I, you know, that's pretty good, but people still need to upgrade. And that's one thing that I did with the the PayPal donation mod. I require PHP 5 on that mod, and so, you know, we've had some people come back with, you know, I got this error. Well, that's because you're running PHP 4, and they find out that in their control panel there's a little switch to upgrade to PHP 5. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I wish I could find. There's a post. I read it recently this week. I don't remember where. And I don't remember if it's an old post or not. But it was someone who sort of described the attempts to get people to upgrade to PHP 5, one of the most botched attempts out there. And obviously the fact that people are still using PHP 4, even though PHP 5 is approaching its fourth anniversary. It just makes
PHP 4, what's amazing is, you know, you have PHP 4 is going to be supported longer than Microsoft XP, Windows XP, I'm sorry. That's what amazes me, but...
it's not officially supported anymore.
Well, not anymore, but after PHP 5 point, or basically after PHP 5 was released, it was... You know, 4 years now. We're coming up on 4 years.
It was. I remember 2004 late 2004 was the first time PHPBB folks made an announcement saying we are not supporting PHPBB2 under PHP 5. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, 4 years later. People are still using PHP 4, even though it's and that's another thing I find odd. On the one hand, I like that the PHP development team posted 4.4.9. But on the other hand, I think it's odd they did this the day before they were going to discontinue it, because originally their announcement said they're going to discontinue it to the point where they take it the release off of their website. But now they're not going to. The download is still on their website because they just released an update. So,
well, remember, security updates were going to be provided up until August 8th.
Only going to be security updates. They weren't. They said releases ended back last December. Here's a new release.
Yeah, but isn't it a security update?
Well, they don't think so. They call it security enhancements and fixes. They updated PCRE, fixed an overflow in a function. They fixed a crash in another function. They fixed a handling issue in a certain extension. I don't know if it's that his security stuff or not, but it seems to me that some of them were bug fixes. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we may do that for PHPBB as well. We may release a security update for PHPBB2 right before the end of February.
I think the fact is that people are very hesitant to. Some people are very hesitant to completely drop support for earlier operating systems or standards or things like that, unless they are certain that hardly anybody is still using them. Like back about a year ago, I think it was when I hate to bring up Mac examples all the time, but when Apple said that less than 10% of our users are using a very early version of Mac OS X, all of a sudden you see all these new apps coming out that have very relatively recent system requirements. Like, apparently less than 10% of users were using Jaguar or earlier. That was before Leopard came out. So now almost every new release of an OS X app requires 10.3 or 10.4.
Mm-hmm.
14.5.
Yeah. So, a lot of them for 10.4 have required, you know, 10.3.9 or later anyways.
But that's partly because people are now reassured that hardly anybody's using these very old versions. So,
yeah, everybody will eventually migrate.
PHP, a whole bunch of people are still using PHP 4. I was at WordPress's WordCamp last weekend, and Matt, who's in charge of WordPress, is saying, we know that a lot of people are still using PHP 4, so we're not going to drop PHP 4 support until it gets to the point where less than 10% of users are using PHP 4. And right now they still have about 50-50 in terms of number of WordPress users using PHP 4 and PHP 5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not – so this transition over to PHP 4 is going very, very slowly.
Think about Windows also. You have a lot of users still running Windows 2000, for example.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll always have a lot of people who don't upgrade. You know, I went down to a client in Texas for the company that I work for, and they are all their computers are on Windows 2000.
What, they don't want to update to Windows Mojave? That's the craziest ad campaign I've ever seen. Except for maybe the Six Flags thing. Anyway, we've now been talking for a long time. So the main topic for today was you recently made a post on your Star Trek guide blog, and it's currently apparently still pending to appear on the phpbb.com blog. Hopefully it'll be there this week. But the name of your post is SEO Problems and Solutions to Improve Optimization Within PHP-BB3. And I remember back when you first joined the podcast, around that time you actually appeared on another podcast to talk a lot about search engine optimization or SEO, so I presume you know quite a bit about this stuff. So we're going to talk – so today you're going to give us a nice tutorial on what PHP-BB3 administrators can do to improve their SEO.
Yeah. Well, with SEO, I used to do that quite a bit. I was in SEO full-time, search engine optimization, not as an industry in itself, but I just did it for the people that I had as clients that I was already designing websites for. They asked if I could do SEO for them, and I said, sure, you know what the heck, basic SEO pretty much. And so I've been really involved in the SEO community for several years now, and I've continued to remain involved and stay updated on new discussions and new concepts, especially with Google search engine changing all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's the algorithms that they're using on Google search engine is always changing. And of course you have new search engines like live.com from MSN. You have still Yahoo, which they change less frequently, but still they do update quite a bit. And all three of those search engines are quite a bit different, but of course Google being the big one, mm-hmm. That's where at least we receive the majority of our traffic, and so that's where we concentrate the most of our efforts. And of course, we still do things too. Once you optimize for Google, you'll automatically improve in MSN and Yahoo as well.
And actually, my physics teacher last year, I chatted with him a couple of times about search engine optimization, because before he was a physics teacher, in fact, the year before he was a physics teacher last year, he actually worked at Google. He was in charge of keeping their servers up, of mm-hmm. all things. And there's actually one time at the end of the year he did a one-day class period training to teach us about search engine optimization, and no one except me got it.
Yeah. There was actually a SEO topic at Joomla Day in uh-huh. Vancouver. I think I remember I was talking about that at Joomla Day. But basically, they have a team member who is dedicated to ensuring that everything is, going to be compatible with Google and doing things to optimize the Joomla SMS mm-hmm. or CMS for Google and search engines. And one thing that I pointed out in my blog post is that there's lots of little things that you can do to improve your performance with search engines with the site. Let's say even adding just a robot.txt file to disallow certain files from your site to not be indexed by search engines. That's SEO. That's search engine optimization. Anything that you do that affects search engine robots or affects your rankings or affects your search results in some way or another is search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people think that search engine optimization, SEO, is basically just changing the URLs to be this human readable format, something, 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 .html. That's all of a sudden SEO. Well, that's a part of SEO. That's a very, very small part of SEO, really. A lot of the reason that people do that is because it used to be where search engines had trouble spidering sites that were dynamic, that were controlled with dynamic variables and whatnot. Well, search engines don't have that problem anymore. But you still have things like, okay, for example, PHP v3 is, you know, all the topics are viewTopic.php, and then the T equals whatever is the topic ID. The problem that you have there is that now your URL is no longer contains any keywords for your site except for your domain.
Yeah.
Or and your directory if you have a subdirectory there. That's so it's kind of a disadvantage, and that's where SEO URLs does come. That does come in benefit because now if you use SEO URLs, which is the human readable format, so they say, then the search engines can use that URL as keywords, and Google does also. They still do that, and basically, it reflects your topic title, and your topic title alone is pretty good as it is, and especially within PHP v3, your topic title is, you know, that contains the majority of the keywords that's used for the search results for anything within that page. You know, everything from your domain name, your directory, the page name that you're using, those are all used as your main keywords for your site. And then, of course, you have keyword relevancy, which is the relevancy of your title and meta tags to the content of your page.
Yeah.
And so
I know
if
that
those
WordPress has permalinks, which is what it calls these human readable URLs. And in fact, I've been to things where people have talked about how they like to load their they talk more about blogging in this case, but just similar things apply. They like to try to load their titles with as many keywords as they can. You know, some people like when they're looking for search engine optimization.
And what you had was really a lot of people started doing what they call keyword poisoning.
Yeah.
And that was basically flooding their meta tags, and they would flood their topic title and their page names, you know, the human readable URL. They would flood that with keywords that really were not relevant at all to the content. It was just meant to improve their search engine ranking, so to speak. It was like people used to add Britney Spears to their meta tags. To the keyword meta tags because they want to come up in search results for Britney Spears. Like, well, why the heck do you want to do that? You know, your content of your site has nothing to do with Britney Spears, you know. But they wanted more traffic. That was the whole idea. They just wanted more traffic.
I don't know about and, you. I wouldn't want my site to come up with Britney Spears.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Definitely
I did it again.
Remember, you have to remember before when she was getting really popular. She was – you know, you did want to come up. So for some people, they wanted to come up. But that's called a black hat SEO, where basically you are doing things to trick search engines into giving you some sort of better or come up in search results that you aren't relevant for at all.
But
and Google has
– said, David, for that – I mean, there are people you used to talk about who will try to trick them, but that's mostly because they don't – they probably aren't caring as much about meaningful visitors. I say I wouldn't want to get my sites associated with Britney Spears because I know that if I did, people coming to my sites would not stay because I would have nothing of use to them. And really, I think that for the people who want to use SEO legitimately, their goal is to have keywords and be able to associate their sites so that their site comes up in searches for people that would actually benefit from getting things from a website. They want to have a relationship, a meaningful relationship with a reader.
It's exactly right. And that should be the whole point of search engine optimization these days is everything that you do to improve relevancy within search engines, to improve keywords and all that stuff, SERPs and all that, everything that you do should be for the users who would be genuinely interested in the content of your site. And just improving the ability for the search engines to search your site well as pull up in search results well. And I'll talk about that in a second, why that's so important. But it's all about pulling the quality of the user to the site. That's something that they're interested in. What good does it do if you pull all these people who aren't interested in the content of your site at all and they just leave 2 seconds later? You know, that doesn't do you any good to just have quantity but no quality because people aren't interested. you know, genuine sites, and especially on like phpbb.com, we want to attract people who are interested in anything related to bulletin boards, PHPBB, PHP, development with frameworks, and, you know, anything that's really related to that sort of thing. That's who we would be wanting to target, basically. Mm-hmm. And with Starter Guide, we want to target anybody who's searching for modifications for PHPBB or styles for PHPBB. So anytime somebody does a search for that, we want to come up.
Whereas a, let's say, a Yankees fans forum, they don't want to get anything about bulletin boards. They want to find people who are interested in Yankees stuff, you know, about baseball, things like that.
Exactly. And so so there's several things that you can do for PHPBB3 that will improve this overall. And I talk about it some in my blog, which will be posted in the show notes. But basically, the one that I really focused on was, you know, improving your what was happening with PHPBB3 has an issue right now. When you pull up a search result for it, it may come up with multiple search results per page, per topic, basically, mm-hmm. on a specific page in a topic. And that's not a good thing. You just want one search result per page of a topic. Mm-hmm. And so right now, let's say you search for something specific and you pull it up in Google and you end up with 10 results. But they all link to the exact same page and the exact same topic, just different posts or different ways of doing it. It's like, well, it should not be linking to different posts. It should view those pages as pages themselves, not as posts. And so you end up with all this duplicate content. Now, it's not the kind of duplicate content where, you know, you have two completely different sites with the exact same content that Google may penalize you for. And sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. But this is a different kind of duplicate content. This is on the same site, so Google's not going to penalize you for it. But it's still a problem with the search results itself, and that's really what this is. What the blog post is trying to address is where you have all this duplicate stuff, and you want to make it so that it's just a single result per page of a topic. So bots should just be seeing the start and the topic ID. If they see all these other variables, like anytime you add sort parameters into the URL, it views it as a whole new page. At the print URL or the print parameter to the URL, it views it as another new, completely new page. So, you know, every time you add these parameters, and you might have a post ID, you know, you have on a topic, you might have 10 post IDs, and that's 10 new pages for Google, basically. So it's spending all this time re-indexing stuff that it already indexed, and it views it as a completely new page. And so that's what the blog post mainly addresses.
Now, one of the things I found confusing with PHPBB3, especially when it was in development, I was like, this is one of the things I was, what the heck is this, has been how it sort of treats bots as users. And this is something, you know, PHPBB2, I had no awareness of bots at all. Yet for PHPBB3, I'm looking at your Star Trek guide, who is online section right now. You've got 12 bots on your website right now, which, and I know these are not real users, and so it makes me wonder, what's the purpose of having these bots listed as users in PHPBB3, and what does this allow administrators to be able to even do with them?
Okay, well, first of all, what it's doing, anytime new posts are posted to a forum, the content is always changing. Anytime it's edited, the content is changing. So especially with a bulletin board, you have a continuously changing content so long as it's active.
Yes.
And so especially on phpbb.com, and at this point in the Star Trek Guide, it happens the same way, where Googlebot and a lot of other major bots are pretty much there all the time, every day, continuously, mm-hmm. re-indexing stuff and re-indexing stuff because there's so much new stuff posted. Especially on phpbb.com, there's just so much activity that Google has tried to index everything there. But then a lot of the problem that you have is instead of, you know, anytime a new parameter is added to the URL, then it's thinking that it's a completely new page and it's re-indexing the entire page again. And it already indexed that and it's nothing different, but it thinks it's different. Now let's say, for example, like Paul posted in the chat room, the chat room that print is not available for bots. No, print is not viewable for bots by default, but it will actually happen upon there. If you do searches for PHPBB3, and you'll find a lot of print, the print URLs actually indexed. how it finds that URL, a lot of times I don't know actually where it finds it, because it should not be viewable for bots, but it still views it, and then it still views it as a second page. Also, when users link to specific posts that includes maybe a sort parameter, all of a sudden it views as a completely new page, even though the sort parameters, that should not be viewable for it. But it's still going, anytime somebody posts a URL, it's going to go index the page with those URL parameters involved in the indexing process. And so that can be a problem with, again, research results, because it, like I said, any new parameter that you introduce is like a completely new page to Google.
Mm-hmm.
So to address that, the best way to address that is to basically on the view topic page enforce just the topic ID and the start parameter, and that's it.
Mm.
Basically, you're redirecting the URL to just include the start parameter and the topic ID, no matter what,
yeah.
You know, based on the parameters passed to it, so that Google always sees it as a page. Google will always see as that particular page,
mm-hmm.
and just one time.
Okay. Now, while I was reading your post, you start out by talking about how many people believe that human-readable URLs are the only way that search engines can correctly index a site, or the only thing for SEO. And in fact, I would agree, a lot of people, even me for an amount of time, thought that SEO was synonymous with human-readable URLs. But
mm-hmm.
So, and obviously those things help, but and within PHPBB, there's not exactly a built-in way for you to get human-readable URLs, is there?
No, there's not. There's some mods out there that will do it for you, but and some of them are okay, and some of them are really bad. Like there's somebody that I know who's created a mod for, and I'm not talking about Francis here. There's somebody who created a mod that applies all these SEO logic to your board, and the logic is good. I mean, what he's done with that and everything is like, okay, yeah, he completely understands SEO, and he's doing some good things, good adjustments here. But it's really poorly coded.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coded well at all. I mean, it really needs to be looked by a professional coder and redone. But, you know, the logic is good, but just like you don't want to put a mod on Joomla. Like, for example, we've installed some mods on the Joomla forums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed by somebody who is not thinking about scalability when they're programming the mods, or they're not thinking about security. And so you put a mod on there that's, you know, maybe running a query within a loop. Well, all of a sudden that's going to be a big issue with a huge board.
Mm.
So, you know, it's something that they're not thinking about. And that's the same. It's really the same thing with the SEO mod, except this one is just coded really poorly to begin with. I mean, it's great logic, but just, you still have to code it well.
What, I wonder is for PHPBB3, especially when you're talking about the things that it tries to do to manage how bots visit the site and what they can and cannot see, how much of a benefit is there really to having human-readable URLs on PHPBB3? Like, should we be telling all the mod authors to go and get a particular mod for human-readable URLs and install it, or is it something that they really don't need to worry about unless they care?
I think it's more something that they don't need to worry about unless they care for human-readable URLs. I think the topic ID and start ID parameters are actually more important than human-readable URLs in the case of PHPBB. Because, first of all, you still want to have those parameters, view topic ID, you know, post IDs, topic IDs, and all that stuff, which makes more difficult to use if you are always changing that to human readable URLs. And so as a human, it's like a lot of times I might just, I want to go see a topic ID and I know the ID for it, but I don't know where it is. I'll enter the topic ID for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now with human readable URLs, it makes it very difficult to do that unless it's in a, you know, it's in a standard format. But the problem right now, and especially the reason that I wouldn't encourage people to just go out and jump on something like that, is because there's no really good mods that do that quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's mods that do it, yes, but there's no good ones.
I think it's also partly because, you know, the place right now where human-readable URLs are shining are on blogs. And that's because blogs are a lot less complex than forums. Forums, you have them divided, or boards, you could say, they're divided into multiple forums, you know, they have multiple pages, they have things you can jump all over for and things like that. Whereas a blog, it really is only one blog, and it's they have these readable URLs that can be divided by date or things like that. The title is clear. With right. forums, with boards, it seems like there's a lot, many more variables, many more, it's a lot more categorized, a lot more organized, and so it's hard to summarize that up into a URL. At least no one's really figured out a good way to do that yet.
Right. Well, like, you know, for blogs, for example, you don't go searching pages based on a blog ID or something.
Yeah.
You don't do that. That's, you know, you're not browsing that way. But at mm-hmm. the same time, a blog does consist of your index page, which has all of your blogs in it. You can view a specific blog post,
yeah.
or you can view tags or categories within a blog, you know, and there's mm-hmm. various things that you can do within a blog. So, I mean, that alone is a little bit more, you know, it is complex, but it's certainly not like the complexity of a forum where you've got a lot of users having to browse it and use it all the time and posting new stuff and respond to other stuff and,
also,
you know, things like that.
Also, comments on that case are really all on one page. In fact, like in a blog, the focus is really on the blog content with comments as a secondary thought, whereas in a forum, the focus is on the discussion, the communication, and so replies have much more of a significance on a forum than they do on a blog.
Yes. I also want to address a question that Hotshot X had. He goes, how do you get the links, like downloads and stuff, to show up? Like if you do a search for PHBBB in Google, and Google.com shows up and it has 8 links that are right below the results. It shows downloads, community, home, support, download, styles, customize, modifications, and compare solutions. Now, actually Start to Guide has those as well. Of course, different links, but it does have that same thing. And what it is
Google,
is, yeah, and how they do it, I'm not exactly sure. I believe I talked to the Joomla SEO guy about this before, and I don't remember. I think Brainy would.
I know where to find
Brainy,
it on Google.
Brainy might remember, but anyway,
I'll find it while you talk.
Yeah, but they'll do that, and I think you might be able to assist them sort of if you have a sitemap, because you can generate a sitemap and use it for Google, and I definitely recommend that's another great SEO thing that administrators can do and website admins is get a sitemap generated for Google, and there is a mod that was developed for PHBB3. It's still in development, so it's not recommended for live use yet, but BartVB uses it on his site, and he modified it quite a bit, and so I separated that into a separate topic on the development forum. But I would definitely install something like that would generate a sitemap for your topics, because that does help with search engines to spider your forum and the content of your site a little bit better. Because then it understands, you know, what's separated into what and giving certain things priority over other things. Because by default, Google is not going to assume that something has a higher priority than something else unless you tell it that it does.
Mm-hmm.
For
my blogs, there's a plugin for WordPress that I use on all of them called XML Sitemaps. And it allows you to essentially set the priorities for each of the different types of pages, whether it be a post page, list of tags, categories, things like that, suggest to Google how often it should check back on those. It submits them to Google and all the other search engines, and it even manages the robots.txt file, and it just automatically generates a sitemap out there for a blog. And you said there's a mod for this for PHPBB as well, but I don't know if I'm sure you're aware that Google has a set of webmaster tools for webmasters. Mm-hmm. At google.com/webmasters. You sign up on there, you add your website, and then it allows you to quickly submit a sitemap to it. It actually gives you a lot of things, like it'll show you results from when it last crawled your website. It will let you know if you have errors for certain URLs, if you have HTTP errors or links that you have that are dead links, things like that, and so can actually provide you with a lot of information for making your website more optimized. And it's actually on there that I found information about those links below the thing. They're called site links, David.
Mm-hmm.
And according to what it says,
Those are automatically generated, first of all.
Periodically. And mm-hmm. they do that based on if they think that they would be useful to the user, if your site structure allows the algorithms to find good site links, et cetera. And they do them when they think the site links are actually relevant to the user's query. For example, phpbb.com, it has a bunch of links clearly across the top of the page for the different things on there. And interestingly enough, those are the site links that show up for PHPBB. Downloads, community, support, customize, things like that. Those that appear on the top of phpbb.com and some others as well. They're relevant mm-hmm. to what people are looking for, and it's a very popular site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think one of the ways that they actually do this automatically is they'll probably take your generic URLs and then the amount of traffic that's going to them or how they come up in search results, and by that way they'll be able to rank importance. And that's why I think the sitemap will also do the same thing. It will kind of help that process as well. I can't say that a sitemap will get you those links, but it may help you eventually get those links.
Certainly a sitemap is very helpful. If Google is aware that your site has a sitemap, then it really helps Google figure out how to get across your website. And a lot of this stuff mm-hmm. is sort of handled automatically by crawlers, but you do any assistance you can give. In a lot of ways, it seems like SEO is sort of like how to game the system of search engine crawling. And there mm-hmm. are obviously ways you can game the system that are bad and that can get you blacklisted from searches and things like that. And there are ways to game the system that are good and can be really helpful to search engines and to the people who are performing these searches.
Right. One big thing that there's lots of big things, but really, I would definitely recommend. There's several things. Obviously, the Webmaster Tools, which we just discussed. Mm-hmm. You want to go in there, especially if you're really concerned about this. If you're like, well, I don't really have to come up in Google results, and some sites don't. They're private communities, and they're not too concerned about their rankings with Google and stuff like that. We're nominally concerned about it, so we're not doing a whole lot to improve our search engine rankings with Star Trek Guide, but we have a page rank of 5, and so we're not doing too bad. But there's definitely some things that if you were concerned about it that you can do, and those Webmaster Tools is one of them. Definitely, you can go through and just make sure that you've got everything right. Definitely read through Google's Terms of Service for your site. Or for the search engine, basically, so that you completely understand what's good and what's not, and you don't do things like accidentally cause yourself to be penalized, mm-hmm. like phpbb.com was penalized, and I'm not sure if we know the exact reason. We should have a page rank of 8 or 9 at least, and we have a page rank of 5 on phpbb.com, and that's a problem. It's probably something that should be looked at, but I don't think anybody on our team is too concerned about it, because if you search for something regarding PHPBB, we don't have any trouble coming up pretty high in the search results. So, sure, it could be better, but it's like, okay, it's, currently not – doesn't seem like that big of a deal for us. And, maybe that we could improve, but – I don't have the analytics to look at either. And that's another thing that site administrators should do is they should install the Google Analytics on your site, because that will tell you a lot of information about your site that you did not know, and about how people are finding your site and what they're doing on your site, how long they've been there, and what's causing people to go away, that sort of thing. Because you really want to improve the quality of your traffic, not the quantity. Again, I can't stress that enough. It's really important that it's quality, not quantity. It doesn't matter if you have 50,000 people come to your site. If they don't like anything on your site, it's not going to do you any. Now you have about, if you have, 5,000 people coming that are genuinely interested, now you have a benefit. And now you're benefiting the rest of the world as well with relevant results for what they're looking for, or relevant content for what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I've used – actually, on my blog, I have 4 stats engines on there, which is odd because I really don't care about much about my stats. Google Analytics really has the best stats, I think, in terms of what you can get.
It does. There's lots of different ways that you can do stats. You have AllStats, which is a server-side statting, and certainly that's a good one. That shows you a lot of information as well.
It's giving you very bad stats in my experiences.
The AllStats?
Yeah.
No, actually, they are good stats. They've had some security vulnerabilities in the past. but you can, as long as you're up to date, the latest version, you're not going to have an issue. Also, if you kind of obscure it a little bit or restrict access, that's really the biggest thing. You've got to restrict access to it. But a lot of people just kind of install and just leave it wide open, and that's where you have a problem.
AllStats for me comes with my cPanel, but man, it completely contradicts Google Analytics in so many ways, in ways that don't really make sense.
Yeah, well, one thing to remember is that anybody with JavaScript turned off is, going to see, they're not going to load the Google Analytics JavaScript. Although there is, if I remember correctly, there is a image that's included. I'd have to look at it again. If there's an image included, then we'll bypass that. But if it doesn't include the JavaScript, if you have JavaScript turned off, then it's not going to gain information about you. Because it's off.
Well,
and the information that it gets about people is just its operating system and the browser and where they came from, their referral. So it's not like it gets all kinds of private information and people should start freaking out because it gets private information. It doesn't.
No.
It just gets basic browser stuff.
Yeah. Right, so far. Who knows what could happen in the future.
Right, I'm browsing the site with a WebKit browser and... and an OS X, so it'll know that sort of thing. It's not a big deal.
Anyway, so anything else for SEO for PHPBB?
There is so much, really.
Since we are getting kind of long, let's wrap it up this way. For man, your Star Trek guide's giving me bugs. Oh dear. For users, for administrators who are interested in finding out how to make their sites better, optimized for search engines, very quickly, what are the most important things they can do right now?
Right now? Go to the Webmaster Tools and add your sitemap, install Google Analytics, and that's the basic things that you can do right now that anybody can do. If you are a programmer, there's a few things more that you can do, and that I discussed in my blog post, where you just restrict the parameters for bots to the topic ID and the start ID for your PHPBB 3 board. Mm-hmm. If you're not a programmer, then, you're kind of out of luck at the moment with that, unless you get an SEO URL. But like I said, currently the SEO URLs out there are not that great, and so I don't really recommend installing them yet. There will be some that are good. They'll improve, and they will get to a point where we can definitely recommend installing them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's SEO for PHPBB3. And, of course, David is SEO expert. So I'm sure if you have more questions, go on to Star Trek Guide or even to our PHPBB3 forum and ask him more questions you have about what we talked about today, and I'm sure he'll be there to give you answers for anything you want to know.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things I wanted to say real quickly is that, I posted one blog on the SEO for PHPBB3, and I'll start posting more as time goes on, different ways that site administrators can improve their SEO for PHPBB3, because I've done quite a bit of research on this, and like I said, I've been involved in the SEO community for a while. So and there are some important things that you can do, and I'll start blogging on this a little bit more. So be sure to keep your eyes open, too. But feel free to – anybody can go ahead and ask me questions. You can post a PM to me, and I'll say, okay, go post on the boards and then show me a link to the topic so that we can discuss this out in the open. But definitely feel free to contact me.
All right. Okay. The mod style of the week this week, we've been covering for the last couple – about the last month or so. We had Patrick O'Keefe on recently to talk about his phpbbhacks.com idol contest, and that ended up being decided while we were on hiatus. And there were two people that won. We had a winner for the hack/mod and one for the style, and I both won a library of books and one electronic little gadget of their choice. I'm still losing my words this morning, so you have to pardon me. But we had said we were going to feature whoever ended up winning here on PHP Weekly, and so that's going to be the Mon Style of the Week this week. And also, I think it's going to be the first time I'm actually doing a mod from phpvbhacks.com. So bear with me on that. But anyway, the mod/hack of the week is called Log Connections. And Paul is saying that you need to ban me because I'm choosing it. It's called Log Connections.
Hey, this is a community blog. This is why this podcast is not controlled by PHPBB, exactly. Fortunately.
Exactly. If this was there were some discussions on like the official podcast topic on phpbb.com, thinking that PHPBB Weekly was replacing the official podcast. While the reason for the official podcast may likely be that David has chosen that he does not want to do that when at the same time he's doing this show, this is not the replacement for the official podcast. This show was here before it came. It'll be here after it's gone. So
we are still... And it seems to be that way. Like I said, one podcast is pretty much enough for me right now.
We are still... as far as I know, we're just going to keep doing it independently, partly because I don't think the team's... I think the team's kind of like me where I am, being able to speculate and do things like that, because it's kind of interesting. Now, if the teams wanted to, link to me, that's up to them. To the show, that's up to them. In the meantime, that's all rumors. Nothing has happened at all, and so we're just going to move on. As I was saying, Log Connections by El Globo is the winning hack or mod, and essentially what it does is it allows you to log the connections that people make to your forum by either success or failure. So if you care about this, if you are worried that people are trying to get to your board and are having failures in being able to do so, then this will actually make a log of how many connections were successful and how many failed. And there's also options for you to limit how many of these logs are stored in your database, and you can get to them from your admin control panel. And so that's pretty much what this mod does, as far as I know.
This was one of the winning...
This was the winning.
This was the winning mod. Okay.
Yes, you'll see at the top there where it says... Is it like a banner that says find out who you selected as the winners? You can sort of see... The path of who got eliminated in each round. And so there was one hack and one style.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the winner for the hack. And so Log Connections by El Globo. I think I pasted the link. Yes, I did.
Brady just banned you on phpv.com.
What?
I said Brady just banned you on phpv.com.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He changed your rank then to I've been banned.
No, it still says valued contributor.
You must have changed it back.
I'm looking at...
Oh, he did. He changed it back.
First of all,
you missed it.
Second of all, no, you can't do that. Okay, you guys can only ban individual team members because that's your business and that's none of my business. But you can't do that to me.
I've been banned twice.
This is not affiliated with the PHPBB teams. I can do whatever the heck I want. It's only out of common courtesy that I've done every single mod from the last year and a half off of the mod database. You can't ban me.
They banned me. Trust me, they can ban you.
You're a team member.
I know.
I'm not a team member. You don't get to do those kinds of liberties with me, or I will start the biggest negative PHPBB publicity campaign you've ever heard of.
Oh, I don't think you understand their humor. You remember them slapping everybody on IRC?
Yes, but you guys can do this to team members. You can't do this to me. Okay. Log Connections by El Globo is the mod of the week. The style of the week is the other winner from the Idol, and it is called Soul City by Abel Cosa Nostra, if I said that correctly. Let me get the demo up here, just so I can describe what this thing looks like. It's kind of interesting. It is loading slowly. Here we go. And so it reminds me of my own site, in that it has a really, really, really big header image, right? The first thing you see there. Otherwise, it's similar to, it is a Pro Silver type-based style. However, it has, it's kind of like a very fluid type of style that kind of looks like water. There's a bit of a reflection from the header image there. And it's, and the, it's kind of an interesting combination of synchronized colors with the background and the borders for the Pro Silver.
Well, look at the look at the background for the forums, for the forum listings. It's kind of cool.
Oh wow! I didn't look close enough for that. Yeah, it's, man, I missed that the first time. It's kind of like,
I don't know what that cloud. I don't know what that is, but it's kind of cool. I like the texture for. It's definitely unique. I like to see unique styles like that. So that's good. I like it.
It's really easy. It's really easy to pass off as just a plain white background.
Although, to be honest, I don't like huge, massive headers. You know, because then it's like it takes up your entire real estate.
Well, then you don't like my blog, I guess. Because I mean, I could have slimmed it down, but I thought the huge, massive header just looked so cool at that time.
Weekly or your blog?
My own blog.
Oh yeah,
that one. The great big W in the outer space. What's also kind of cool is how he actually.
Yeah, but yours isn't quite that big. Sure, it's big, but it's not that big. Actually, it is.
It is.
It is. It's pretty close.
The same. Yeah. It's about the same.
It is.
I also kind of like, you know, you notice how he actually somewhat changed the little text size thing that Pro Silver comes with. He added a minus and a plus over there, which was kind of cool. So, very well customized. And so, it's a pretty nice theme, I must say. He's also, and if you look, there's a lot of detail. He's actually gone through and made changes to a lot of the icons, because, you know, a lot of styles don't. They leave a lot of things. They've only changed the color. So, made a number of changes here. So anyway, that was the winning style of the week. I think I just lost the name of it. Soul City.
Soul City, yeah.
By Abel Cosa Nostra. And that is the style of the week. And so congratulations to you guys, and I hope you're enjoying your brand new toys and your new library. And so,
hey, that had to have been worth it. Definitely worth it.
Yo, each package was apparently worth over $1,000.
Each package?
Each one. You look on the list, it says, you know, we talked about it when we had Patrick come most recently to tell us about his contest. Apparently the...
Huh.
I lost it. Yeah, apparently the hacks was... They're both worth over $1,200, it says.
I like the brackets here. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, and with that, I guess we're going to close the show up since we've gone about an hour and a half now. But we had a lot to talk about, and we had a great talk about SEO. And so we are getting back into doing PHP BB Weekly on a regular basis. And we got stuff planned for the fall, and you can see our website to find out a bit about what we have. And speaking of our website, the URL to that is phpbbweekly.net. Find all show notes for this episode, all of our past episodes, and, of course, info about what we plan to do in the near future. And, of course, if you'd like to share your thoughts or opinions or comments with us, the best place to do that is on our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, where it says PHP BB Weekly Podcast. Our next episode will be next Saturday, August 30th at noon Eastern Time, 4 p.m. UTC time. Episode number 76, we will be talking about the Mod Authors Convention and doing some kind of live coverage of the convention, and hopefully it will be better live coverage than the live coverage I did by myself last year. We'll see what the deal is.
You know, when you and I do a show, there's always better coverage of everything.
Yeah, we have a way of making it work. That sounded weird. And of course, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. They're awesome. For other great technology podcasts, go check out techpodcasts.com. And that wraps up this episode of PHP BB Weekly. And as the Olympics close down and we get into convention season, we guess we're getting ready to go. So, David, have a good week. And we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.